This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to read an article from 24/7 Sports breaking down the recruiting classes or the recruiting class battle of 2021. Mm-hmm. I think I said last segment this year's, I meant 2021. Ohio State has the lead right now, but the Big Ten power remains vulnerable to the same programs moving forward in Clemson, LSU, Georgia, and Alabama.
Yeah, same teams every year that are in the mix.
But perhaps it's time to add a new contender into the mix. Welcome to the race for number one, Oregon. Mario Cristobal's Ducks have finished atop the Pac-12 standings the last two cycles and sit there once again at number five nationally in 24/7 Sports composite team rankings. In recruiting, they have the firepower left on board to cross the finish line first, but it will take some magic on the trail and landing the likes of five-star defensive lineman Corey Foreman and JT Tuimoloa to pull it off. The numbers one and two overall prospects in the country keep in touch with Oregon, but continue to trend elsewhere on the 24/7 Sports crystal ball. They did pick up a recent, four-star wide receiver commit.
This past weekend.
Over the weekend, they continued to pick up more and more of these. And, you know, you read this article, and we'll tweet it out with our show page if you're interested to dive into it. I know we talk about Cristobal and Oregon's ability to have, like, a top 10 recruiting class, and, oh, they just got another four- or five-star kid. I mean, to be in a position where Oregon could be number one in the entire country in college football recruiting, it almost leaves you speechless to a certain degree.
It's huge. Now, it should be noted, as you pointed out there in the article states, it's a long shot for them to get to number one. It's a pretty big jump. Now, they're flirting in top five territory. I think this last signing put them into the top five in the country, the one they had this last weekend. And there's a couple other players that are in the four-star kind of caliber ranking that should keep them around the top five towards signing day this year. The big ones will be the top two players in the country. Corey Foreman is the number one player in the country, and I think he's announcing his top six or seven in the coming days. I thought I saw a tweet from him here just recently, but not a lot of people are predicting him to Oregon at this point. Now, things can change because I'm not sure how many people, for example, predicted Justin Flo to Oregon at this point in the process or Kayvon Thibodeau to Oregon at this point in the process 2 years ago. So things can change with those guys. It's still an incredible reality to continue to top what you're doing year in and year out. And it just leaves you really optimistic about the direction of the program. When in year one, he's, you know, roughly top 10, sets a program record for the best recruiting class. Last year, ups it to number seven, in the country, which was a record breaker again for the program. And now you're looking at potentially a top five class, again breaking that record. And it's all building in the right direction. And as an Oregon fan who is very concerned about what this upcoming college football season is going to look like, and it's somewhat depressing because I think Oregon has a really talented roster and a chance to have a special season this year. And maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, maybe it's fall, maybe it's spring, but at least there's that silver lining kind of at the end of the tunnel that at some point we're going to get through this. At some point, sports will be back to a normal part of our daily lives, and Oregon football will be playing in front of a packed Autzen Stadium. And when that happens, whether it's this year or next year, you're going to have some incredibly talented players coming in. And it tells you the sky's the limit for what he's building down there.
Are we, and by the we, I mean Oregon fan, is Oregon fan nervous about this in the sense of if this guy can have like a top three recruiting class, right? Let's say, because you mentioned it, they need some things to fall into their lap a little bit. Well, not fall in lap. They need to go out there and earn it. But
If they get one of those top two guys, they'll have a chance at the number one class. But if they miss on those two guys, they won't. They'll probably end up at one of those schools that are in the mix.
Yeah, but he's won the conference now. He won the Rose Bowl. You're looking at a top five recruiting class potentially. I'm not one, particularly my opinion is, I don't think he leaves Oregon unless it's for an Alabama or a Miami job. And I don't think those, I still think those are years away. Is it make you nervous with this kind of stuff? Or do you think he is in a position and the program's in a position where they have solidified themselves to be just as good a job as any other program in the country?
That's the part of it that doesn't make me as nervous. Now, I think every fan base is nervous to a certain extent outside of like Alabama and Clemson, maybe. Like, what programs in the country are you not going to lose a coach? It's a very, very limited number.
I think Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and probably Florida. And then USC is, well, Clay Helton would hold on to that job forever.
Sure.
But you know, I think there's like four to six
programs. But that's also not counting. Sure, and that's also not counting NFL opportunities that might come up, right? So there's always that fear, I think, in the back of every fan base's mind. The part of it, though, that's a game changer in this circumstance is his ability to recruit. And we've talked about this many times, that there used to be this stereotype. You can't recruit to Eugene. You just can't do it. You got cool uniforms. You got nice facilities. But that's only going to take you so far. And you're probably limited as a top 15 recruiter in the country, which is good. And it's going to give you a chance to compete. But it's not going to be in the top level with Clemson and Alabama, LSU, Texas, and Ohio State. If he's able to recruit this way annually and continue to bring this caliber of player into Eugene, where's the need to leave?
Yeah, what program really stands out that says, oh, I have to go there to take the next step? If you're recruiting top five, you're winning your conference and you're winning the Rose Bowl.
And I'd also argue you have an easier path winning the Pac-12 than you do going to Alabama and having to face LSU and Auburn and all Georgia every single year.
Well, and I'm trying to, I think I have this right, but if I'm misremembering, just correct me here. I mean, you're a loss away. You're a win away, I should say, against ASU from...
Or Auburn.
Well, yeah, Auburn, yeah, because it came down to the wire there.
They were a two-loss team last year, yeah.
But ASU was a game I think a lot of people thought Oregon would win.
Oh, for sure.
And ASU ended up getting the best of them. I mean,
yeah.
You're that win away from being in the thick of the playoff conversation. And I think going back, as I remember it now, I would have picked them to make that playoff spot instead of Oklahoma. Because I think they're
they would have been in, especially with the
schedule.
Way they beat Utah. I think they would have been in. Now they would have been dismantled by LSU because everybody was dismantled by LSU last year.
But you would have been in the playoff.
But you would have been in the playoff,
important. Yeah,
without a trip up late in the season.
Yeah.
So that's the. It's a good reminder to have. And now it's on him. And again, it's kind of a weird situation because we don't know what this upcoming season is going to look like. So it's hard to build on momentum in terms of on-field success, just not knowing if it's going to happen or not happen, delayed, shortened season. Like, we just don't know what that picture is going to look like. This is what he can take care of in the short term, and it's continuing to stockpile really talented players to bring into your program. It's going to add to your depth, and not only do you need to add extra pieces, but you think about the number of guys that came back for another year and the number of guys that are leaving for the NFL, whether there's a season or not next year. Like, Penei Sewell is going to be gone. He's the best player in the country. Those corners and the defensive guys that came back for another year, they're all going to be gone. You're going to be plugging a lot of holes, and they're going to have a lot of guys to choose from to do it.
I mean, if you're having guys leave after two to, you know, or 3 years, I mean, that speaks volumes, yeah. I think, about your program. It sucks to have to have that kind of replacement situation, but I think if your program's in that spot,
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have, and it also just, it helps increase your depth. I mean, you can go recruit, and your depth can be 3-4-star kids. Your starters are 4-5-star type players. That's what takes you to another level. Now, I know they still have a playoff. They still have to prove it. They still have to go win another conference title. I think for some people listening right now to fully buy into Crystal Ball, but
without a doubt,
the recruiting element of him mixed in with the staff that he's assembled, mixed in with, as you mentioned, kind of an easier road in a certain regard. Now, we don't know about the quarterback. That's obviously a big important part, but it's not like the Pac-12 is sitting here churning out 3 to 4 teams to contend for a playoff spot.
No, we're not quite there yet as a conference.
Like, at best this year, I think most people think there's only one. Maybe two is ASU or USC as a dark horse.
Yeah, maybe Washington if they get the offensive play they need.
Maybe. There's a prove-it factor, I think, for Jimmy Lake. Plus, even with Peterson, they couldn't win the big one.
Well, I think the exciting part is ultimately when you get into the bigger games in the years to come, and you're playing a lot of those in non-conference because you look, Ohio State, who knows if that happens, but you get them the year after that. You got a game against Georgia coming up. Like, it's going to be a really tough non-conference late in the years to come for Oregon. Getting to a point where you feel like you have the horses to go head-to-head with those kind of teams is a really good starting point. Now, does it mean he's going to overcome the coaching miscues that he's had and some of the bad play calling, and is he going to be able to replace offensive and defensive coordinators? Like, there's a lot that still needs to be figured out. But just going into a game saying, you know what, roster-wise, We think we stack up with these guys. That's an awesome thing. And the other big note in recruiting that I have been following, and I don't follow it as close as some, but their quarterback that's a part of this class, his name is Ty Thompson, who's everybody was really high on. But they just had like the Elite 11 thing that Trent Dilfer puts on, and he apparently graded out as the best quarterback at the Elite 11. So he's not the number one rated quarterback in the country, but he apparently raved. Everybody's raving about him out of the weekend. So that's a good sign. If Shuck doesn't work out or looks a little shaky and maybe you lose some games
or
because
Brown
of that this
doesn't
year,
work out.
Right, or
yeah.
the transfer dude doesn't work out, that you got a kid coming in next year that everybody's raving about.
So 24/7 Sports says there's an outside contender now for the number one recruiting class in 2021, and it's the Oregon Ducks. And it's a pretty interesting time for Oregon, man, because you mentioned the uncertainty of the season, but that has not slowed down or stopped their ability to get kids to commit to this program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.